every big AI model, the core neural network, it is just 1% of the solution. 1%. Think about that. The real breakthroughs are happening out there in the messy integration layer, where real products hit the real world. A huge illusion shattered. The averages are lying to you. This is the Throughline Brief for August 2nd. I went through every big AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered. I am West, and this week we are talking about why you are likely overestimating the importance of foundational models and underestimating the power of speed. The dirty secret of AI is finally out. The core model is just 1% of the solution. Seriously. Peter Kaster on Invest Like the Best came right out and said it for physical automation. He told us that the model itself accounts for just 1% of the full solution. The real work, the real bottleneck, is the safety and orchestration layers that wrap around that intelligence. This messy, real-world reality is what keeps most autonomous systems from ever leaving the lab. This applies beyond hardware. This same realization is hitting pure software developers too. John Coogan on TBPN shared a wild stat from OpenAI's own internal testing. On their 5.6 Sol model, they dramatically increased output quality without touching the core model at all. No upgrade needed. They just tweaked the integration tap. John said they found that enabling two API settings tripled their scores with 6 times fewer output tokens. The integration layer, that is where the real margin is made. That is where you win. Now, generalist research labs are structurally blind to this. Melissa Tokmak, CEO of Netic, told No Priors that pure AI labs are focused on generalizable problems. They need to build the specific tap and orchestration required for real businesses. She called the belief that raw AGI will just solve all your enterprise workflows operationally and intellectually a bit lazy thinking. You need to actually build the solution. 1%. Founders, operators, investors, you have to rip up your 5-year roadmaps. The market is punishing patience. It is rewarding extreme speed. Trey Stevens on TBPN laid out Anduril's strategy. They actively avoid massive cash infusions. They skip the hype to enforce discipline. By dodging those billion-dollar seed rounds, they force their teams into a rhythm of continuous momentum. And what did that get them? A new combat aircraft factory up and running in just 18 months. 18 months. Waiting for a market to mature is a death sentence. Kensho S. on Invest Like the Best operates under a strict rule. The default reason a startup dies is building a product maybe 2 years too early. Being early means burning capital. You are waiting for customer readiness. That is a trap. Rapid, iterative builders, they avoid that. They ship, they learn, they iterate. And the buyers? They are ready for speed. If you solve the right pain. Junsong Park left academia expecting those slow corporate sales cycles. He found the exact opposite. He told 20VC that Simile managed to close massive, complex simulation AI deals with Fortune 50 companies at a lightning speed for enterprise, wrapping up major contracts within just 3 months. 3 months for Fortune 50 deals. That is the new pace. Jocko Willink on Huberman Lab delivered a blunt reminder about the reality of motivation. He was talking about how to maintain discipline when you are pushing through hard times, whether it is a difficult project or a personal challenge. He stated directly, "Motivation isn't something that I am going to count on. It's just an emotion that's going to come and go." This is a huge one. It is a powerful reframe, stripping away the romantic notion that you need to feel motivated to execute. It reminds us that waiting for inspiration is a luxury you simply cannot afford. Tom Verrilli, on Lenny's podcast, exposed a frustrating dynamic in corporate career paths. He was discussing how companies often inadvertently strip their best builders of the very skills that made them valuable in the first place. He pointed out, "What you did, if you were really successful as a PM, is you got promoted into being a director, and then all of a sudden, it was like, don't be hands-on anymore." This quote perfectly captures the exact mechanism that pushes your most effective, hands-on contributors further and further away from the actual work. It is a critical lesson for any leader thinking about how to truly use their talent. Akshay Nathan on Latent Space gave a sharp warning about the double-edged sword of modern AI tooling. He was talking about the ease with which AI agents can now generate vast amounts of content, creating an illusion of rapid progress. He noted, "I think motion is much easier now than ever before because of the tooling that we have." This is a crucial insight for anyone building with AI. It is a reminder that sheer volume of output, or motion, can often be confused with actual, meaningful progress. Focus on impact, not just output. The bottom line this week is clear. The market is rapidly punishing companies that optimize for the middle. It is proving that survival requires ignoring the crowd, looking beyond the 1% illusion of core models, and building with relentless, uncomfortable speed. Do not wait for motivation. Do not get caught up in the emotional roller coaster of the herd. Just build. That's your through line. See you next Sunday.